Thursday, September 25th. Good afternoon, everyone. It's the Fantasy Football Today podcast brought to you by Squarespace, the all-in-one platform that makes it fast and easy to create your own professional website or online portfolio. And for a free trial of Squarespace and 10% off, squarespace.com/CBSSports, use the offer code FUN. Adam Azer, Jamie Eisenberg, Dave Richard. Sorry we are late today. Jewish holidays, thank you all for your patience and your understanding. But we've got this podcast here. It starters it for the NFC home games, but that's a bit of a lie. The games are very unevenly distributed this week, so we're doing the NFC home games plus Monday Night Football, Kansas City hosting New England, and the Bills and the Texans.
Which has absolutely no NFC ramifications whatsoever.
Well, neither does the Monday Night game.
So if somebody is looking for Bills and Texans, do we go over it again on Friday's podcast?
It's quite okay. You can refer them back to Thursday's.
I almost think we shouldn't do that to the people.
I think that's crazy, Dave.
I think it's crazy to put an AFC home game in with the NFC home games.
Dave, there are two AFC home games in with the NFC home games. So I think what you say is, if you want to hear about New England, Kansas City, and Buffalo, Houston, just listen to yesterday's show. It's totally fine. It's acceptable. Now let's get to it. Stat of the day number one. What do you think about this? Dallas, fifth in the NFL in rush attempts this season. Last season, 31st. And Dallas has attempted the fifth fewest pass attempts in the league. So does that scare you as a Tony Romo owner?
No.
Jamie, you are allowed to talk.
Thanks.
What's up?
No, it doesn't scare me.
No. You guys like Romo quite a bit. This week?
Just at the 10th spot of quarterbacks. So
I feel like it's good. A good week for quarterbacks. I forgot who it was. I think you had like Stafford like 8th or something, right?
Yeah, I like Kaepernick better than Stafford. I like Cutler better than Stafford. I like Rivers better than Stafford. And I like Roethlisberger better than Stafford. But I still like Stafford quite a bit.
Stat of the day number two. Pass catching running backs against Atlanta this season. Pierre Thomas, 6 catches, 58 yards. Giovanni Bernard, 5 catches, 79 yards. Robert Rainey, 7 catches, 64 yards.
I like how you called him Robert.
Yeah, a little formal there. Matt Asiago Cheese could have a big game.
He's got one touchdown through the air.
Yeah, he does. So what do you view Matt Asiata as?
I think he's the number two running back this week. A low-end one, but still one of the top 24 running backs you could start.
Stat of the day number three, Jamie. C.J. Spiller is a stud on turf.
Yes.
Do you have the stats?
Yes, he's played 5 games on turf since 2012, which is the first time he's got an opportunity to get extended playing time. And in those 5 times, his worst game was at Houston in 2012 when it was just a little over 100 total yards. So in all 5 of those games, 4 of which Fred Jackson played in, he's gotten you at least 100 total yards or a touchdown.
You guys are kind of split on the Bills running backs. You both like Fred Jackson as a top 12 guy in standard score and PPR. Jamie likes CJ Spiller even better, one spot better. Okay, to sum it up, you both like Fred Jackson this week. Dave's a little less sure about CJ Spiller.
Correct. I think Jackson has a better shot to score.
Dave does like Spiller better in standard leagues than PPR. Stat of the day number four, Shane Vereen has not had more than 12 touches in a game this season. And in the last 5 games of 2013, including the playoffs, Vereen had 5, 3, 5, 7, and 9 touches. Is Vereen being phased out of the New England offense?
I think next week's a big week for him. This week, not so much.
I agree.
Who's next week?
Cincinnati.
Going to be hard to run on Cincinnati. Stephen Ridley isn't the best guy for that.
So until further notice, are you just going to approach it as if I think the Patriots are going to run the ball well, we're starting Ridley, and if I don't, we're starting Vereen?
Don't trivialize it and make it sound like we're...
No, I wasn't.
Oh, okay. I thought you were. I thought you were kind of doing a little mock thing there.
No.
Like joking around.
Do I joke?
I don't like that kind of disrespect, boy.
I wasn't. Sorry.
Boy.
Fantasy fill in the blank. Blank is a sleeper this week.
Matt Asiata.
Matt Asiata is a nice one. How about...
LeGarrette Blount.
How about a...
That's a deep sleeper, though, right?
Yeah, but I like deep sleepers. I like
because he could have a nothing sleeper game.
Yes. He could. Like, Malcolm Floyd could have a nothing game, but I think he's a deep sleeper.
Eddie Royal's a good one, too.
Andre Holmes is a good one.
How about a good PPR sleeper this week? Blank is a PPR sleeper.
Allen Robinson, Jordan Matthews. I know they had 2 good games last week, but I think they're going to stay involved in their offenses and what they do.
Blank will be a bust this week.
DeSean Jackson.
I don't see Deshaun as a bust.
Darren Sproles.
No, I think he'll catch enough passes.
He's terrible on
Bernard
outdoors.
Pierce and Lorenzo Talaferro.
And Justin Forsett. That whole backfield is disgusting.
Forsett's okay. I like Forsett better at PPR. Because I think he's going to play a lot against Carolina.
Why?
I think it's almost like how the Patriots use their running backs. I think they see that Forsett is their passing downs guy, and I think they'll be in a lot of passing situations.
The best New Orleans running back will be blank.
Kyrie Robinson in standard leagues, Pierre Thomas in PPR leagues.
I'll go Kyrie in both.
Shane Vereen will be blank this week.
Nah.
Cordarrelle Patterson will have a blank week.
Mediocre. This is an interesting time for him because if he doesn't start to play better, the panic button's going to start.
Definitely more of a number three receiver than a number two.
I struggled to rank blank this week.
Eli.
Yeah, I want to love Eli.
Because
really
he's
do.
So, like, just look at him. It's kind of like a big teddy bear.
I mean, every time you see his face, he's just got this, like, warm, happy face.
You want to hug him.
He doesn't look at all like somebody who's lost in the New York subway.
But even that lost look is lovable.
No.
It's like you want to help.
No. You point and laugh at that lost look.
Fine. So, Eli, okay.
Eli was tough for me to rank. Keenan Allen was tough for me to rank. Sammy Watkins.
The Texans receivers.
Rank. I didn't have a problem with them. I think DeAndre Hopkins is there.
Yeah, but the targets still favor Andre, though. So
that's okay.
At some point, you're going to get the Larry Fitzgerald complaint. Now that they lost, Andre Johnson's not going to complain when they're winning.
You might also eventually get how defenses change playing them. And they might say, all right, Hopkins is too dangerous. We've got to start to tilt coverage that way or just play him straight up. And then Andre could start getting some work. Better work.
And Andre's getting the red
zone. I think this is a good game for Andre Johnson this week, actually.
And blank is a sleeper DST.
A lot.
There's a lot.
Steelers, Colts, Lions, Falcons,
Chargers,
Dolphins, Chargers,
Ravens, Lions. Did you say Lions?
Yeah. I don't know if the Ravens are a sleeper after last week, though.
What do you mean?
Well, because people picked them up last week to be a sleeper.
Well, listen.
Same with the Colts.
The Steelers, though. I know I brought this up, I think, yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be a little nervous, especially when you named all those options.
Totally understandable.
Me too.
I just look at Tampa Bay's offense, and I'm not impressed, even with Glennon taking over. It's in Pittsburgh. They were able to get – I know they're missing a couple linebackers, but their front was very physical against Carolina, and Carolina's front is about – they fold like a tent like the Bucks' offensive front does.
Very tent-like. Well, then, it's time for our injuries, news, and notes presented by Squarespace. And I'm going to tell you guys in confidence that I did this morning, and I'm sure things have changed. So I hope you are on top of the news.
Sure.
Matt Castle is still on IR, though. So Teddy Bridgewater, it is your team.
Mm-hmm.
And Minnesota put one of their starting guards on IR,
Brandon Fusco.
And is that a problem? Is that a big problem? From what I understand, he's a good offensive lineman.
He is a good offensive lineman, but they've got several good offensive linemen there. I'm not willing to say it's a big problem yet.
Carson Palmer says he will be ready after this week's bye.
That's good news.
Denver?
I believe
next week is New England.
New England?
No, it's Denver.
Denver? Yeah, Denver.
Cincinnati is New England.
Oh.
That's good week. Week 5 is going to be good.
Week 5 is going to be good.
Look at that. Oakland wide receiver Rod Streeter out 4 to 5 weeks. Baltimore left tackle Eugene Monroe out several weeks after knee surgery.
Mm-hmm.
Josh McCown not officially out yet. But
he's not going.
He's not playing. At Pittsburgh. Jake Locker seems unlikely this week at Indianapolis.
Which means get ready for clipboard Jesus.
What's the latest on the Cleveland backfield? There was something yesterday about Crowell moving ahead of West, but Tate's going to be the starter. They're on a bye this week.
Yeah.
Tate's going to start. I believe it's ESPN Cleveland speculates that he'll get about 15 touches and Crowell and West will split the other 10.
Crowell is only 37% owned.
I would stash him.
Crowell or Sankey? Better stash.
Sankey's the better stash, but Crowell might be number two.
Would you drop Terrence West for Crowell?
I might.
Not
I think
yet.
I would.
Not yet.
Arian Foster was limited in Wednesday's practice with a hamstring injury. Do you think he plays against Buffalo?
I think he could end up being a game-time decision just like he was last Sunday.
Dave and Jamie will update you on all the injuries on tomorrow's podcast, which is, as usual, an afternoon podcast. Bernard Pierce returned to practice. We talked about that. D'Angelo Williams returned to practice at Baltimore. Only guy there. Only show in town. What do you think about D'Angelo?
I think he's okay flex, but that's about as far as I'll go.
Yep, me too.
Do you expect DeSean Jackson?
Yes.
Yes, he's playing.
Dez Bryant?
Yes.
Joique Bell?
Yes.
Yep.
Charles Clay?
Yes. Yep.
Vernon Davis?
Yes.
T.Y. Hilton?
Yes.
Eric Decker?
Yes.
Game time decision.
He was back at practice on Thursday.
Marquise Lee?
No.
And Andre Johnson, yes.
Right? What about Jamal Charles? Don't you want to ask about Jamal
Charles? Holy crap, did I forget Jamal Charles? No, I didn't. Jamal Charles. Wink. I did. Yeah, I forgot about him. Jamal Charles, what do you think?
He's getting more work at practice on Thursday, and sounds like Andy Reid thinks he's going to play on Monday. We've got 3 days of practice to watch and get all tense up about.
We're going to get a lot of calls on Sunday. Do I start this guy, McFadden, or Charles?
Right.
Right.
You know? Oh, you forgot MJD, too.
No, I didn't, Jimmy. He's next in the notes. You just don't have the notes today because I didn't give them to you. MJD, do you think he's going to play?
Sounds like it.
Yeah, I told you I was going to miss some stuff. Hey, reminding everyone, today's podcast brought to you by Squarespace. You can easily create your own professional website or online portfolio. Will there be any other injured players that I forgot that you'll remember by the time I'm done telling everybody about Squarespace? Which is great, which is really easy. It's very cheap to use and the best way for you to create your own website. There are always new features, and the support is just so easy to use and so helpful. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, whenever you want to work on that website, Squarespace is there to help. If you want to know how much it costs, you're going to like it. $8 a month and includes a free domain name if you sign up for a year. And every design includes a unique mobile experience to match the style of your website. Start a free trial, no credit card required. Start building your website today. And when you sign up for Squarespace, make sure to use the offer code FUN to get 10% off and to show your support for our show. It's cheap to begin with, and we give you 10% off if you use the offer code FUN. Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring the Fantasy Football Today podcast. Everything you need to create an exceptional website at squarespace.com. Before we get into the games, here are some tweets for tonight's game, Giants and the Redskins. Who do you guys like this week? Who do you guys like tonight?
I like the Redskins to win. Giants to cover.
I think I've got the Giants winning, but I don't know if I'm comfortable with it.
You shouldn't be. They're going to lose. Will Monroe asks, Kirk Cousins or Kaepernick?
Kaepernick for me.
Yep.
The Jinx, Cruz or V-Jax?
I know Jinx.
Cruz.
Cruz.
I didn't get this one, but Dan says, Meg Ryan or Jack Nicholson?
I guess Meg Ryan.
I'll take Jack Nicholson. I think it'd be more fun to have a beverage with him.
I'll go Meg.
Meg Ryan would probably complain.
That's why I'll take Meg Ryan. Charlie, Roy Helu, if you're hurting at running back, is he decent?
He'd be okay.
Yeah.
Michael Collins, Romo or Cousins?
Romo.
Romo.
Brock Buchanan, starter sit Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie in an IDP league.
I don't know how much you want to trust a cornerback if you don't have to.
Yeah.
Chris G, Victor Cruz or Roddy White?
Cruz.
G Mula, 801. Cruz or Hopkins?
Cruz.
Okay. All right, Green Bay and Chicago. Let's play the feud. No, just kidding. Green Bay and Chicago. You know, this was an honorable mention bonanza game here. Just let y'all know. Just to throw it out there.
You're so
Eddie
happy.
Lacy.
Look how happy you are.
Eddie Lacy, total stud this week.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Finally, a good matchup.
How many yards per carry do the Bears allow?
A lot.
I'll give you multiple choice. 4.8, 5.0, or 5.2?
4.8.
5.2.
5.0. Good job, guys. And Lacy has faced three of the top six defenses in fantasy points allowed. So we like Eddie Lacy. Lacy or Rashad Jennings?
Lacy.
Lacy.
Chicago's pass defense, they have not been so bad.
They've been
so
gift wrapped a bunch of interceptions.
Well, what do you think about Nelson and Cobb? They're both in the top 10. And you know what? I don't even know what we're talking about here. Rodgers is top two. Nelson and Cobb are in the top 10. And Quarles?
Sleeper if you need him at tight end. Not saying he's a top 12 tight end.
Brandon Marshall, Alshon Jeffrey have not had big games on the same day yet. Last week, Marshall had zero fantasy points. What do you think about them this week?
I like them both this week. This could be the first time they both get very involved. And I'm very encouraged that Alshon had a big game last week. Marshall came very close to having a good game last week.
And Matt Forte is number two in standard, number one in PPR for you guys. Atlanta and Green Bay are the only teams that have allowed five rushing touchdowns so far. This is a pretty easy game. Martellus Bennett,
unless they show up like they did last week, the Packers, yeah, where their defense was good and their offense was terrible.
Won't happen again. Rodgers was just a little off last week. Whatever.
Lions got in his face. The offensive line did not help him.
Martellus Bennett might didn't be interesting just either. Because I know you're starting him, but you might have Bennett and someone else good. So Bennett or Gates?
I know Gates.
Bennett's my number two tight end this week.
Wow.
Wow.
Bennett or Witten, Dave?
Bennett.
Bennett or Ertz?
I think I have Bennett ahead of Ertz this week.
So are there any sits in this game?
None of the main guys. I don't know why you would, just because of the chance that they all should play well.
Yeah. Okay. Bennett or Ridley, PPR?
Bennett.
Yeah.
Bennett or Ridley,
especially
standard.
In the PPR. Bennett. I still might go Bennett over Ridley.
Cool. Atlanta's at Minnesota. Matt Ryan's a top four quarterback. Nobody passes on Minnesota, though. They've seen the sixth fewest attempts in the NFL this season. Drew Brees, 35.
Well, part of that is the Rams points. Game in week one.
Which was just a blowout for the Rams, right?
No, blowout for the Vikings.
But then the Rams should have thrown.
So then the Rams would have thrown the ball.
Yeah, but they didn't.
I don't know. I think they did.
Well, Brees threw 35 times. It wasn't a lot.
He's the only quarterback that they faced.
I'm going to chalk it up to
Brady didn't throw
up.
Brady only threw like 22 times or something like that against them in week two.
Starter sit Steven Jackson. A lot of buys this week. What are you guys thinking?
He's fine as a bye week guy. I got weirded out over Jackson. Last week we liked him, called him a start. We talked him up. His first 13 carries had about 50 yards. And then finally there was this turnover by Tampa Bay right in front of their own end zone. So it's first and goal from the one. That's easy pickings for Steven Jackson. But it took him until that play, and that was his last carry of the game. Feels like they've got him on a pitch count. It feels like he's not going to do a whole lot. So he's risky. He's risky, but as a flex, it's fine.
I think he's a top 20 guy this week. The reason he was on a pitch count last week was because they were blowing out Tampa Bay, so they didn't need him. And the two games where he's had to come out of the game late is because they were blowing out their two opponents at home. I don't see them blowing out Minnesota in Minnesota. So I think Jackson will probably get closer to 18 to 20 touches this week for the first time, and I think he has another chance to score.
For what it's worth, Minnesota has allowed a one-yard touchdown run in each of the last two games. Maybe that's Jackson's turf. Jackson or Asiata?
Asiata.
Wow. Interesting surprise you're saying Jackson.
I think he scores.
Well, how many carries? He hasn't had more than 14 yet.
Yeah, but look at what they've faced so far this year. Two blowout wins at home, and then they played Cincinnati where they were chasing
Whoa.
Points.
Blowout wins? No.
Won in overtime. I'm sorry. Right. You're right. The week one game was an aerial show.
Yeah, it's true. Jackson or Keenan Allen?
I'd gamble on Allen.
I'd gamble on Allen there.
Jackson or Martellus Bennett?
Bennett.
Bennett, okay. Any sleeper running backs for Atlanta? They seem to like to get other guys involved.
I wouldn't start Jacquizz Rodgers or Anton Smith, but you'll see them get in the mix.
Starter sit Roddy
or
White.
Or Devontae.
Well, Freeman's actually got work. He's just not producing.
Right.
How about Roddy White? You guys like him this week?
Sure.
Top 24.
Yep.
And that's pretty much all I got. Cordarrelle Patterson. How about him?
The targets aren't there. It's just frustrating right now. You can't count on him to score a long touchdown run.
We'd like to see kind of what the Vikings look like with Bridgewater, right?
It's a total let's open our eyes game. Yeah. You know, if he comes out and plays great, then you should feel encouraged. If he comes out and has another 4 or 5 target game, you know, and ends up with 4 catches for 60 yards, then you're going to say, okay, this is not going to be the year for him because the running game is going to struggle, and that's going to allow teams to focus on their passing attack. Now, Bridgewater has a much better arm than Castle, so hopefully that helps them take some few shots down the field. But until you see it, you just got to be a little bit concerned.
So you'd start Steven Jackson over him?
Yes.
I wouldn't.
You would go Patterson?
I would go Patterson.
I'd start both running backs over Patterson.
Would you take Reuben Randall tonight or Cordarrelle Patterson?
I'd take Patterson.
I'd take Patterson there, too.
And would you go Kendall Wright or Patterson?
Patterson.
All right, so he's not horrible.
He's top 30 guy. It's just a matter of right now. You're playing him on the chance of something happening. You're not playing him on anything that he's done.
Atlanta DST number 8 for you guys. Philadelphia at San Francisco. Start or sit Nick Foles?
Start.
I think he's a start. I'm nervous about the offensive line. He's worked around it so far, but the Redskins were hitting him hard last week, and I know the 49ers are going to try and do the same.
Well, they don't have a pass rush, though, San Francisco.
No, they just have big guys up front that can try and knock him down. And it doesn't matter that they don't have a pass rush from their front 3, their front 4, whatever they do. But they'll still try and blitz a little bit. And I'm a little nervous about Foles. I don't know if this isn't a safe game by any means.
I find it hard to get a grip on San Francisco's pass defense right now, because they're not giving up a lot of yards.
Giving up a bunch of touchdowns. So.
It's understandable to give up the touchdowns to the Bears and the Cowboys. But Stanton did better than I would have thought last week.
He was great.
So, yeah. Do you like Philadelphia wide receivers, with that said?
Macklin's a must start. Riley Cooper's a must sit. And Jordan Matthews is, you know, number three PPR type wide receiver.
Matthews or Patterson?
Patterson.
I might go Matthews.
In a standard league?
Yeah.
Interesting.
How about Foles or Kaepernick?
Kaepernick.
I think I have Foles higher.
Yeah, Philadelphia is terrible defensively.
They're 9-10.
They are. I mean, think about the three quarterbacks that they face. Kirk Cousins just looked like Joe Theismann last week.
Theismann.
Chad Henne looked like Mark Brunell.
For a half, he sure did.
For a half, but he still threw two touchdowns against them. Who they play in week two?
Indianapolis.
Andrew looked like Peyton Manning.
But it wasn't through with the receivers.
No, but they just give up touchdowns. And so I think Kaepernick has an opportunity here with Vernon Davis back, with Anthony Davis back on their offensive line. My only concern with Kaepernick is that do they get conservative and just run the ball? But I don't know how much success they'll have running the ball in Philadelphia, because that's the strength actually of their defense.
Can you just please change 8 and 9 in your rankings and put Stafford ahead of Kaepernick?
No.
Please?
No.
Why?
Why? Are you kidding me? You want to talk about a matchup? The Jets have the worst secondary on earth.
Yeah, but they're outdoors. That's my concern with Stafford and the Lions. Stafford's going to be fine. It's just a matter, I think Kaepernick comes out and has a really good game.
Kaepernick is our...
He's got to be really careful start of the week. With the ball.
Kaepernick is our start of the week, baby.
Yeah, but you know what? Even in a bad game last week, he had 20 fantasy points.
You know what?
He's running the ball a lot, too. Mm-hmm. So I think you'll see him. Look, this is why they paid him. You're 1-2, go win a game.
Yeah.
You're in your home field. So far, the preseason game, they got blasted in their home field. They got blasted in their home field in their opener against Chicago. So there's a lot of unhappy people in the 49ers organization and city.
You both have Kaepernick over Romo. You both have Kaepernick over Cousins, Eli, Brady, Cam Newton, even Ryan Fitzpatrick. I don't know. Zach Ertz, must start? It's hard to start tight ends.
It's hard to sit him.
I'm sorry. It's hard to sit tight ends that are good. So Ertz or Bennett?
Bennett.
Ertz or Gates?
Ertz had one really good game, good game,
and then one stinker. Pot.
So which guy is he? That's what I want to know.
I'd go Gates, then Bennett, then Ertz.
I'd go Bennett, Gates, Ertz.
What you just said about Ertz basically describes so many tight ends in football, right?
Exactly.
Starter sit Darren Sproles.
I hope he's not this year's Jared Cook. Please don't be this year's Jared Cook.
No, he's better than Cook.
Darren Sproles.
I would start him in a PPR league because the catches have been there. I would sit him in a standard league.
And I would expect more work for him. I agree with Jamie. I would expect more work for him this week. He's a good player to use to try and neutralize the 49ers pass rush, whatever there is of that pass rush.
He faced San Francisco each of the last 2 years. So in the Harbaugh era, granted he was with New Orleans, did not perform well against them. And his prior to the Jacksonville game, when he had the fourth and one touchdown run, his numbers outdoors were horrible.
Now, Dave has LeSean McCoy fifth in PPR, but you both have McCoy 10th in standard, and Jamie, you have McCoy 10th in PPR. So there are running backs that you're taking over. Ahmad Bradshaw?
Mm-hmm.
Lamar Miller?
I'd start Donald Brown over McCoy, too.
Oh, wow. Wow.
That's gutsy.
Well, Dave, you have McCoy 10th, Brown 11th, and Jamie, you have McCoy 10th, Brown 9th, so it's obviously a tough decision for you guys. Ooh. He hasn't been that bad. I mean, last week he was terrible, McCoy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's been fine. I mean, he's just not playing like the number, top three guy that you're expecting him to be. It'll come. It may come this week, but offensive line is bad. Matchup is tough. San Francisco hasn't been beat up by the ground game outside of DeMarco Murray week one, but Murray's run on everybody.
Yeah, and it's not like you guys are saying sit him. I mean, he's 10th, for crying out loud here. Which San Francisco wide receivers do you like if Colin Kaepernick is your start of the week?
Well, Crabtree is a must-start guy.
Definitely. You could look at Bolden.
I think Steve Johnson may have passed Bolden based on the target differential last week.
I don't know if that's permanent. I don't know.
I agree. They really had a nice rapport going between Kaepernick and
that might have been because Vernon Johnson. Davis was out, too.
It also could be because of the cornerbacks for the 49ers. For the Cardinals, excuse me.
Vernon Davis is interesting. you got to figure if he plays, he's hobbled or he's not 100%.
He's practicing without limitations, apparently.
Okay.
And walking without a limp.
Well, that's quite a recovery from what the initial reports were,
right,
at least. But look, Jamaal Charles was supposed to be out a while. But Philadelphia's done well against tight ends, other than Jack Doyle. But Niles Paul had his worst game of the season, 6 for 68. Dwayne Allen, Mercedes Lewis didn't do much. So Vernon Davis is a must-start for you guys?
Based on the tight end position, yes. But I would start Bennett over him. I would start Ertz over him. I would start Gates over him. I think I have him 6. So,
okay.
I think I gave him like 4 catches, 40 yards and touchdowns, something like that.
Now here's the big one, Dave. Can you trust Frank Gore?
I think you can. I think last week they tried very hard to lean on the passing game. And in reality, they probably should try and lean on the pass game again this week against Philadelphia. But I think they'll probably give in to Gore a little bit and let him run certainly more than he did last week. End up with a game like he had against Chicago in week 2.
Do you like Gore better than the Buffalo running backs?
No. No, I do not.
I like Gore better than Jackson. I like Spiller better than Gore.
And I'm the opposite. I like Jackson better.
San Francisco DST is 10th for Jamie, 9th for Dave. We'll transition to Buffalo at Houston here. Then we'll do New Orleans, Dallas, and finish with Monday night. And then some emails at fantasyfootball@cbsi.com. Buffalo at Houston, just tell me how you guys see the running back situation playing out for Buffalo.
Spiller will be right around 15 carries again.
And Fred Jackson picks up goal line work, passing down work.
I think Fred's going to have to score. Because in the games where Spiller's run well, which was the previous two prior to last week, Jackson's touches were limited.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to take him scoring. And again, in those games where Spiller was awesome indoors, the four that Jackson played in, he didn't do very much. So I think it's typical with Buffalo going forward. It's almost like New England. Whenever they have an opportunity to run well, it's going to be a Spiller game.
Whenever they don't, it could be the other way around.
Which last week they didn't.
Yeah. And Houston's run defense definitely got exposed last week against Rashad
Jennings. I think Houston's defense stinks.
I would agree. Outside of their pass rush when everybody's healthy, but right now they're not healthy.
It's not healthy. And they
can't they've allowed a rushing touchdown, and it's been goal line touchdowns every single game so far this season.
And you think that's going to be Jackson?
Right. CJ Spiller doesn't line up at the goal line.
Right. Okay. Now let's look at...
I think you really can start both. You know, it's one of those things. I have those two guys in our podcast league, and if Niall Davis, if Jamaal Charles is back, and I think if Jamaal Charles is back, I'll start both Bills guys.
Because you have Davis, but not Charles.
And you'll have to make that decision on Sunday, not Monday.
I'll know by Saturday what Charles is doing.
Yeah.
Let's look at how Houston has done against number one wide receivers. Pierre Garçon, 10 catches, 77 yards. James Jones, 9 catches, 112 yards and a touchdown. Victor Cruz, 5 catches, 107 yards and a touchdown. Although, I never really know how to treat Cruz since he's not an outside guy per se. But he had a huge game. So, Sammy Watkins... 1 fantasy point last week, 3 in week 1, 17 in week 2. What do you think about Sammy Watkins?
It's like Geno Smith. 1 good game, 1 bad game, 1 good game, 1 bad game.
Is that what, yeah.
Last year.
Yeah, that's what he did, yeah. Yeah, Watkins burned fantasy owners last week. What's he going to do this week?
I like him this week because of exactly what you just said. They don't have a very good secondary in Houston. And if their pass rush can't get to E.J. Manuel, and Manuel is not throwing up all over himself, you know, then maybe he has an opportunity to get Watkins going a little bit.
But the problem is that he might throw up all over himself. He's still very much a work in progress. He's very much inconsistent, and that can hurt Watkins. So he's a risky play. I have him 25th. He is the best non-top 24 wide receiver I've got.
Would you go Sammy Watkins or CPAT?
I'd go Watkins over CPAT.
Watkins.
CPAT is Cordarrelle Patterson. Would you go Sammy Watkins or Christopher James Spiller?
I'd go Spiller.
Does anybody know what CJ stands for?
Clifford.
Junior?
I'm not sure if the J is for junior or if it's for something else.
Okay. Sorry about the Christopher James. Just a guess. All right. So let's go to tight ends. Scott Chandler, a good sleeper? Houston's been bad against tight ends.
Nah.
If you want 5 fantasy points.
Buffalo allows 3.3 yards per carry. How are you approaching the Houston running backs?
I think if Blue is the guy, he's like a low-end number 2 flex by default just because of the work.
Mm-hmm.
Asiata or Blue?
I'd go Asiata.
I might go Blue just with the touchdown potential.
All right, but it's close?
It is close.
Mm-hmm. Asiata has touchdown potential home against
Atlanta.
Yeah,
they both do. They're both fine. I would lean toward Blue at home.
And if Foster plays, you got to start him, right?
Must start.
Yeah.
He'll get 40 carries and hurt his hamstring.
He'll hurt his hamstring long before that 40th carry.
All right, I know you guys disagree on the Houston wide receivers in this game, so discuss.
Well, they're both top 20 for me. So I like Hopkins better. He's been playing better. To me, he's the more explosive of the two. The targets are there for Andre Johnson. In fact, last week he had three in the end zone, in or like right in front of the end zone, in places where he could have scored, and it didn't happen. I think they could both score this week. I think they're both potentially very, very good. I am unimpressed with the Bills' secondary after what I saw against San Diego last week.
I just like the targets for Andre Johnson. At some point, there's going to be some market correction, you know, where he has the better game.
How do you feel about DeAndre Hopkins?
Hopkins, I think, is a very good number three receiver this week.
And Dave says he's a number two receiver.
I do.
So, all right, you can get away with starting DeAndre Hopkins. Both DSTs are in the top 12 for Dave. I don't know how many people are starting either of them, but anything else from this game?
Nah.
Do you guys want to talk about FanDuel quickly here?
Sure.
All right, what's the buzz on FanDuel this week? Who do we like?
Which players do we like on FanDuel? I actually haven't gone to – I did set a lineup. The first name I put in was Steve Smith, believe it or not.
Really?
Yeah. I love the matchup for him against Carolina. And he's been playing well, and I don't think he'll be used in every single league. And, you know, if you're going to play in one of these big, you know, million-dollar tournaments that they've got on FanDuel, where you don't have to put that much money down for a chance to win a lot of money, you've got to pick players who aren't going to be in everybody's lineup. And I think Smitty could be one of those guys.
Yeah, FanDuel. If you're upset with your team after 3 weeks, you can do FanDuel every single week. It's the leader in 1 week.
Or if your team's awesome football. And you just want more fantasy football
true.
In your life.
That's true. So go on there, and I'll tell you the promo code in just a bit. Let's move on to New Orleans at Dallas. The B word, baby. This is the bonanza.
Don't jinx it, Adam.
I'm sorry, but it is. I mean, how could this not be a bonanza?
I mean, how can you look at either team and say, well, there's some good defense being played there? I mean, there's moments for New Orleans. Their defense is okay, but I don't think there's a lot of great defense happening. So I think the bonanza curse could be on a bye this week.
By the way, go to FanDuel.com and use our promo code CBSI, CBSEYE, and they will match your first deposit dollar for dollar up to $200. CBSI at FanDuel.com. All right, yeah, so anyway, back to the bonanza.
Yeah, lots of points should be scored in this game. I don't know if it's necessarily going to be a 38-35 type game, but it might be a 28-25 type game, 28-24.
That wouldn't be a bonanza, then.
That would be close to a bonanza.
So the must-starts
that would be a hoedown.
People wouldn't even have questions about are Breeze and Murray and Dez.
And Graham.
Jimmy Graham people are starting.
Let's talk about everyone else quickly then. Tony Romo, your thoughts.
I think he'll have to throw more than he has in the past, and I think he'll be good. I think that New Orleans secondary is stinkazoid.
Brandon Cooks and Marcus Colston.
I think you start them both.
Who do you like better?
I like Cooks better, I think.
You do.
I don't remember how I have it ranked. But I like both. I think both are top 24 this week. You're looking at a situation. Colston had a great game against them last year. I think it was 5 catches, 107 yards, and a touchdown. So with the way Cooks has been playing, with the way Colston, you know, has scored 2 of his first 3 games, got a touchdown. So I think there's a good opportunity for him.
This is just for fun, because I doubt people are making this decision. But in a PPR league, who would you rather start, LeSean McCoy or Brandon Cooks?
McCoy.
It's funny, though, because there's hesitation.
Because you think for a second, you know, Cooks might have 6 for 70, maybe a shot at scoring. So he's going to get at least 13 in a PPR. I think LeSean can get to 13 in a PPR, too, against 49ers.
How about the Saints running backs? Who's better? You guys already answered that.
Right. Kyrie.
You said Kyrie in both. Jamie said Kyrie in standard, Thomas in PPR. But are they both really good starts this week?
I think so. You know, you're looking at where the running back position is with who's hurt, who's off. Workload for Kyrie Robinson, potential, if it is the scoring game that we think it's going to be between these two teams, that's going to lend toward Thomas, you know, playing a lot. And they weren't afraid to take him off the field. When he looked like he had a touchdown, they kept him in the game to get the touchdown, you know, on the goal line plunge. So they're not afraid to keep him in that role. So if he's going to take some rushing touchdowns or rushing potential touchdowns away from Kyrie Robinson, that's going to hurt Robinson. So, you know,
let's play this game. Ready?
If Robinson scored a touchdown last week and got you 11 fantasy points, you'd be very happy with it.
Let's play this game.
He's a great option on FanDuel. I'm assuming he's probably low like he was last week.
Shoots and ladders?
Shoots and, yeah, let's play Parcheesi.
Now
let's play this
Parcheesi.
Game.
I get Asiata.
Nice. If Arian Foster plays, would you go with Arian Foster or Pierre Thomas in a PPR league?
Foster.
I think you just have to go Foster.
If Arian Foster doesn't play, would you go Kyrie Robinson or Alfred Blue?
Robinson.
Okay.
I guess the line, I don't know where you are in your rankings, but I guess like a line where it's like Blue and Asiata and like Pierre Thomas in a standard league.
I'll take Blue in
a standard
Parcheesi.
League. Let's go.
Yeah.
Would you take him in Twister?
Yeah, I put my right foot on him. Okay. Sure. No question. What were you saying?
This just gets to a point where it's just like, okay, I guess so.
Right.
Yeah,
Romo. You just have to throw your hands up and say, all right, I know this guy will play. He'll give you something. That's why he's in my lineup.
Romo or Eli?
Romo.
Romo.
Romo or Cutler?
Cutler.
Cutler.
Jason Witten, can you trust him this week?
I don't mind him as a low-end starter because I think Romo will finally have this game where he's going to have to throw a bunch.
I don't love him because the targets haven't been there, and he was bad against the Saints last year. And Jason Garrett has said that, you know, this is his quote, I believe, was some to the effect of, this is why Jason Witten is the best tight end in football, because he can do it all. He's one of the rare guys that still does it all.
Witten or Kelsey?
But the catching hasn't been there. I might gamble on Kelsey there.
I think I have Witten a spot higher, but yeah, they're practically interchangeable.
Witten or Heath Miller?
I actually gamble on Miller. I think this is a Steelers blowout game, and Miller gets going.
I have Witten ranked higher.
New England's at Kansas City. Is Kansas City going to run all over New England?
They're going to try.
They have to try.
Yeah, look, it's possible that New England just had a bad game against Miami, and their run defense isn't really that bad, because they haven't been that bad the next two games.
Well, they face an Adrian Peterson-less Vikings
and
the Raiders.
I know.
So
I know.
You look at what Kansas City's blueprint is for success, and it's get whoever that guy is, because you know, you can almost say that they're interchangeable at this point, Charles and Davis, based on the production. So I think you'll see, if it's Davis, him catch the ball a little bit more by comparison to last week when he had no catches. So Andy Reid found a way to be creative against the Dolphins with Joe McKnight. You know, they had McKnight matched up on Cameron Wake at times, and that was a disaster.
Yeah.
So that's not going to happen. Bill Belichick's not going to fall into that same trap. So it's going to be who helps the Chiefs' offense. And I think Kelsey's going to get swallowed up because they'll start to put some extra attention on him. And Dwayne Bowe is easy to single coverage with Darrell Revis.
Yeah, New England has done well against tight ends. Are we hesitant to start Kelsey this week?
But who have they played?
Charles Clay, Kyle Rudolph, and Michael Rivera.
Yeah.
It's not terrible.
Not to say that Kelsey is in a tier above those guys.
No, in fact, he's probably in a tier below Kyle Rudolph.
Yeah.
Well, maybe. To be fair, Rudolph got hurt in that game. He did get 5 targets. So that's about where Kelsey is.
Right.
You know, so I think it's similar. I originally liked Kelsey this week because I like the way, you know, the snap count's rising, the targets are rising. But it's just so easy to defend them if you just look at it. And like you said, New England's strength right now is their secondary.
All right, so what do you do with the Chiefs running backs then, I guess? That's the only thing we have to talk
about.
If
you don't have both?
If you have both, that's an easy.
I'll give you, I'm in one league where I have Davis and no Charles, but I have Ridley. So right now I have Donald Brown in one running back spot, and I'm just going to play.
Well, that's not fair.
Well, I mean, there are people that have one of the Patriots guys.
Okay.
Because there's 4 running backs that are viable that are not must starts because of the health. If Charles plays, he's a must start guy, and if Davis plays, he's a must start guy. But you don't know. And
yeah,
you
no, but
Patriots
I'm saying
guys.
It's like you can wait till Sunday to make that call.
I mean, you can
wait till Monday to make that call, right. But you know, like if you just own Nile Davis and you have Matt Asiata. Do you have to go with Asiata?
Assuming you can't use your flex, and if you don't have a flex spot in your league, because if you have your flex spot, you can use that to your advantage as well and just plug in one of the Chiefs players there. And then you could start a wide receiver or tight end or whatever in the Monday night game in case that Charles is out or Charles is in, depending on your situation.
Kelsey's a good guy to pick up if you can. And do what Dave says with the flex.
Question.
I would say Joe McKnight would be your desperation pickup.
Or Bo. I mean, Bo's not owned.
Yeah. Bo would be up there.
Question for you. If I tell you Jamal Charles is out this week, where is Nile Davis in your rankings?
Where he is right now, which would be 4.
Yeah.
Oh, why that high?
Very high.
All right. How about New England? What do you expect from their offense?
15-plus carries for Ridley. 30-plus yards for Ridley.
Mm-hmm. Better than that.
I mean, I think Ridley, look,
Ridley's a good player.
Ridley should have a better performance this week than he did last week. It's just a matter of what the offensive line will do, and will they be able to get some push.
Mm-hmm.
Because you saw Lamar Miller behind a suspect offensive line for the Dolphins get 100 rushing yards.
Right. Kansas City's run defense is not good at all.
Yeah, they're allowing over 5 yards of carry, 5.5 yards of carry. It's 5.6.
Top 14 in standard, 16th for Jamie in PPR, 22nd for Dave in PPR. That's Ridley. And we're trying to avoid Vereen this week if we can?
Right.
All right.
Well, you've read the stat. I think it's now 12 games, something like that. No.
Yeah.
Eight games.
Eight games where he's had 12 touches or less.
12 touches or less.
And most of them were 9 or less.
Three of those, he scored touchdowns. So you're running the risk. And he had a goal line opportunity.
He did.
In the Raiders game. So he could always punch one in. But the yards are going to be minimal, and you're just running the risk of him not scoring and having the game that we've seen the last 2 weeks.
And Tom Brady is 14th, so try to sit him. The all four NFC East quarterbacks are ahead of Tom Brady. Kaepernick is ahead of Tom Brady, Rivers, Cutler, etc.
You know, you said it on our show, our Fantasy Football Today show, that this could be the game where they activate Dobson and he comes out and takes some shots down the field and Gronk gets 2 touchdowns on Monday night. There's always that chance with Brady. But we said this last year too, and we kept hitting that drum over and over again. Well, this could be the week, this could be the week, this could be the week. It's just a matter of
really wasn't the week until they were home against Pittsburgh.
It's just a matter of what your risk factor is and how you're treating your team. Like, I'm in a league where I'm 2-1. Brady's been my quarterback for 3 weeks now, and I love my roster, so I'm not going to go out and pick up somebody else.
Right.
It's just a matter of I'll take my chances that Brady gets me 15 plus points, but the rest of my team is so good that I cover.
Right, that makes up for it.
Okay. Hey, let's read some emails. fantasyfootball@cbsi.com. Bryce from Charleston says, on Wednesday in my car, I'm listening to the show on my iPhone through the car speakers. I'm not one of those morons that uses headphones while driving. And with the latest update to the iOS, you can now get Siri's attention just by asking a question out loud. Well, when Dave was talking about Steve Bisciotti's press conference, he was talking about what a joke it was, and in doing so, he said, how can I say, and immediately the podcast cut off and Siri said, how can I say what, Bryce? It was confusing, then funny, then creepy. Basically the same way my wife describes being married to me. Anyway, keep up the good work. And Dave, if you're bored, please say, Siri, who is Dave Richard on the podcast tomorrow? So Siri can provide me with yet another entertaining interlude.
That's funny.
That's awesome. All right, Dave, so whenever you want. Here's one from Michael T. Barnes in Columbia, South Carolina. Dear Kirk, Lars, and Cliff. Come on, Dave.
Metallica.
Is that Metallica?
Yeah, it's got him, right? How many Lars are there? Yeah.
There's a Cliff in Metallica?
I don't know. I know Kirk and Lars. Oh, and I don't only know Lars. You know what? Maybe that is a Metallica. Dave,
well, just by
up.
Your hand gesture, that's why I thought you were going
it's
with
Metallica.
I was doing the rock on. What is your rest of season predictions for these running backs? Matt Asiata.
Eh. No better than a number two guy.
He's going to get Wally Pitt by somebody, whether it's Peterson or McKinnon.
Justin Forsett.
Passing downs back for Baltimore.
No one you're starting anytime soon.
Nile Davis.
The best handcuff in fantasy football right now.
Lamar Miller.
Starter for one more week.
I think he'll split time more evenly with Noshon upon Noshon's return.
And I think he's better than Noshon, and he will prove it over the long haul.
He's got to learn how to pass protect.
He's been
That's
fine
true,
so far.
But
he's
been okay. I think he could be the running downs
Look,
guy.
He's going to hold up fine for Matt Moore.
Carlos from Chicago.
I have a decision to make in our 20-team office league where I have no quarterback for this week. Do I try and take Matt Moore and hope he plays? Derek Anderson and hope he plays? Michael Vick and hope he plays? I would go Vick too. But there's Moore and there's Anderson. With the way Cam Newton has played right now, do they eventually decide we can't risk him?
By the way, Vick would be on my roster by now, but I couldn't find anybody I'd cut for him. I remember specifically looking for that, and I couldn't find anybody.
Carlos
Otherwise, he'd be on my team, and we'd have to trade. I'd have to dance with the devil and trade with me, man.
Carlos from Chicago is in a standard league.
Why were you picking your eyebrow?
I don't know. I don't know. You can pick an eyebrow.
You were just doing something to your eyebrow. What was that? Do you have a headache?
Yeah.
Oh. Do you really?
I do now. Pick three. Keenan Allen, Jordan Matthews, Allen Robinson, CPAT, or Reuben Randle?
I don't think Randle makes the cut. Really?
Yep.
I would I'd put Robinson with Cordero and Keenan Allen. And I'd leave Jordan Matthews.
I like how Carlos wrote CPAT's name. He just put Cordell Patterson. That would be so much easier for me. Here's one from David. Where's David from, David?
David is from that Michael guy's car.
Incorrect. He says, I listen to you guys from northern India, and I enjoy listening to a bit of America each week.
Nice.
10-team, half-point PPR league. Someone dropped T.Y. Hilton. I want to drop Cecil Shorts for him, but my co-owner doesn't want to. We have Cobb, Cruz, Patterson, Terrence Williams, and Shorts. What say you?
Well, you're going to get probably another, 20 or so plays out of Cecil Shorts the rest of the season.
And then he gets hurt again.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would make the move for Hilton.
I think it's just better upside.
Just do it and don't tell the other owner.
That's the American way.
That's my way.
If that would have happened, then Adam and I might have won a fantasy baseball championship.
No, that's not what happened, though.
You picked up the wrong player. He told you that's to pick somebody up, different. And you picked up the wrong player.
I made a typo. Andre from Hialeah, Florida. Dear Bob, Damian, and Ziggy.
The Marlies?
Yeah.
Yeah. Help my... He should have said, Dear Bob, Ziggy, and...
Rohan.
No, what's the dog movie with Marley?
Oh, yeah.
Remember?
I don't know. Yeah.
Whatever it was. Help me, my running backs are lame. I have Adrian Peterson, Andre Ellington, Pierre Thomas, D'Angelo Williams, and Terrence West. I can pick up Carlos Hyde, Bishop Stanky, his words, Steven Jackson, LeGarrette Blount, Toby Gerhart, Ian Crowell, his words, and No Show Marino, his words.
Who are his guys again?
He's got AP, Ellington,
Keep,
Pierre Thomas, D'Angelo, Terrence West. PPR.
In this scenario, you cut Adrian Peterson, then you cut D'Angelo Williams.
And you pick up who?
You don't cut Terrence West, too? There's a lot of decent names out there.
Yeah, I guess you cut West, too. I would pick up Jackson for this week.
There was one. Crowell stood up. Read the
well, you're stashing Hyde and Sankey over Crowell.
Yeah, Sankey needs to be.
But there's no show, too. And Gerhart.
No, forget Gerhart. I would go Jackson for this week and then probably.
No Sean and.
No, I'd go either Sankey or Hyde, and I'm still struggling with who I'd want to stash more.
Sankey. Sankey could end up being the guy for Tennessee.
He could, soon. But if Frank Gore gets hurt, Hyde's going to be a monster.
Should be.
So. Here's what he does. He goes Jackson and Sankey now because Sankey's path to greatness is quicker.
Frank Gore's not going to get hurt if he gets six carries. Joey Cafaro from the Sin City, or the City of Sin. Same thing?
I think that's Salt Lake City, Utah.
I don't think so. Pick one running back to start with Ahmad Bradshaw this week. Joik Bell, Carlos Hyde, or Brandon Oliver?
Joik Bell.
Yeah.
Even though it's not a good matchup.
This is from DJ Lazy Jeff. He says, Dear Olivia, Archie, and Cooper.
Mannings.
Rank these four flex options. Or rank these three flex options for week four. Delanie Walker, Trent Richardson, Anquan Boldin.
Walker, if he's healthy, is number one.
Yep.
Followed by Richardson, followed by Q.
Yep.
Here's Dylan from Baltimore. Dear Marvin, Jermaine, Jamal, and Ray. I know them.
Uh-huh. Ravens.
Those are Ravens. Romo or Kaepernick?
Kaepernick.
Kaepernick.
And pick two, Asiata, Donald Brown, Frank Gore.
I would say Asiata.
Alex from Chicago, grade the trade. Give Larry Fitzgerald, get Doug Martin.
A.
That's an acceptable trade.
Here's Chad from Lincoln, Nebraska. He says, Dear Jace, J-A-S-E, Willie, and C, S-I. S, I don't know. That's weird.
Sigh.
Please choose one in flex. Golden Tate, Roddy White, Matt Asiata, Carlos Hyde, Devontae Adams.
Roddy.
Here's Nick from Pea Ridge, Arkansas. Dear Archie, Peyton, and Eli. I am in a little disagreement with a few guys in my league. I proposed the trade to the Arian Foster owner. I offered him Alfred Blue for no Sean Marino.
That was turned down?
Well, it could be turned down. It shouldn't have been vetoed.
If Foster doesn't play this week, his starters will be Starks and McCluster. I feel it's a fair trade offer, but I'm catching a little heat. Others are saying I'm crazy. I would love to hear your opinions.
It's as fair as you could possibly get.
It's a nice square deal that helps out both owners.
All right, Jace, Willie, and S.I. Who the heck are those?
Adam squinting at his laptop.
Duck Dynasty. It's either Duck Dynasty or Trailer Park Boys whenever I don't know it. That's what I've figured out. Dear Ozzy, Ronnie, and Tony, this is from...
Is that Duck Dynasty too?
It's probably Trailer Park Boys. I don't have a name here, Dave. Where's City?
Let's go with Kellen from Burns, Oregon.
Who do I start as my running backs in week four, pick two, and possibly a flex? Reggie Bush, Fred Jackson, Darren Sproles, Bishop Sankey, Bobby Rainey.
Bush and Jackson.
I might go Bush and Sproles.
Over Fred Jackson?
Oh, I'm sorry. Fred Jackson. And Reggie.
Ozzie, Ronnie, and Tony. That would be... I think it's Ozzy Osbourne and Black Sabbath, quite possibly.
Well, that's just dandy, Adam.
I'm going to go with this. Yeah, it's Black Sabbath. You like Black Sabbath?
A couple of their songs.
Can you do something to get Siri's attention?
Siri, is Adam Azer wearing underwear today?
No. All right.
Oh,
sorry for
that. I didn't want an answer.
The only thing between him and us.
What is that?
Seinfeld reference. That's a Seinfeld reference.
All right, well, we're out of here. Everybody have a great day. Watch Thursday Night Live, 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Fantasy Football Today tomorrow at noon Eastern. Radio on Saturday night. They'll tell you all about it on Friday's show, which is an afternoon show. Bye.
That.
Bye.